The next patient is Gerald Capusta. The last name is K-A-P-U-S-T-A. First name, G-E-R-A-L-D. Mr. Capusta is a 80-year-old white male that is followed in this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease at stage 3A. Patient has a background of diabetes mellitus that has not been aggressive and has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease in the past along with liver complications. We have been following the albumin-creatinine ratio, and this albumin-creatinine ratio has been found and 120, and the protein creatinine ratio is 35. Taking into consideration that despite of the good blood sugar control, the arterial hypertension control, the patient continues to have this albumin creatinine ratio that is elevated, we're going to start the administration of Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily basis. We are going to increase the dose as we go. We explain to the patient the side effects, the polyuria, and the possibility of urinary tract infections, and the other untoward side effects related to the administration of this medication. Follow a number?
Okay. Yeah, 1 week.
Yes, sir, and we'll see you next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
The patient has type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.4. Following over atherosclerotic heart disease that is followed by the cardiologist on regular basis. Following over, the patient has liver cirrhosis. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, there is no elevation of the AST or ALT or bilirubin, and the albumin is 3.76. The etiology of the cirrhosis is unclear. Following number, thrombocytopenia that is most likely associated to the cirrhosis. Following number, hypertension that has been under control. Following number, hyperuricemia with adequate control with the administration of allopurinol. The patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The TSH is 2.8, the T4 is 1.27. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is under control. The total cholesterol is 109. The LDL is 42. HDL is 55. And the triglycerides are 60. The patient is with anemia, with a hemoglobin of 10.3. The serum iron is 78. The ferritin is 181. The iron saturation is 28. We are going to defer the investigation regarding the anemia to the primary. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.